The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from KAOS 89.3 FM, Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day, you turned on your radio, and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee! All right, welcome to the Thunderbolt. This week's program originally aired on August 5th, 2017. Enjoy.
There's no good time to do it, by the way.
Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain.
Is it controversial to say? I guess it is. That the leader of this country is an idiot.
There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
I talk all the time. Just spoke with the head of the FBI. We had a very nice dinner. I said, if it's possible, would you let me know? And at that time, he told me, I'll tell you this. No, I'm not doing that. I think that looking into me and the campaign, there's so many investigations. I want to get to the bottom. I said to myself,
then perhaps I'll deserve you and be even worthy of you if I only had a brain.
I've got something I want to play for you.
It's going to be the best.
According to Wikipedia,
I mean the mind boggles.
The Dunning-Kruger effect.
I mean the mind boggles.
Is a cognitive bias.
I mean the mind boggles. It is a plague, a plague, a plague.
Wherein persons of low ability.
It's men, women.
It's men and women.
Suffer from illusory superiority.
That's gonna go to 40. I mean, the mind boggles. It is a plague, a plague, a plague.
Blood, sex, and tears.
Mistakenly assessing their cognitive abilities.
Warning, this is
a plague, a plague, a plague.
As being far greater.
Warning,
than they actually are.
Help, help, help.
Gee.
It is a plague, a plague.
Have you ever met anyone like that? The cognitive bias of illusory superiority.
Pal.
It is a plague.
Derives from the metacognitive inability.
Pal.
Of low ability persons.
It is a plague.
To recognize their own ineptitude.
Hold on.
Without the self-awareness provided by metacognition,
it is a plague.
Low-ability people cannot objectively evaluate
a plague.
Their actual competence.
Warning, this is
a plague.
Or, more often than not, their actual incompetence.
No, sweetheart, wake up. It's all right, just a dream, a bad dream.
It's all right,
just a dream.
It is a plague.
So now you know.
Help! It is a plague.
It's all right, just a dream, a bad dream. Yes, I'm here.
The next time you see her, you can just tell your mother-in-law that she simply needs to acquire some metacognitive ability, and then everything will be all right. So this got me to thinking. Could it be that I suffer from the Dunning-Kruger effect my own self?
No anxiety.
Does the possibility exist that I have been entirely wrong in my analysis for this entire time?
Testing easy, meditating.
Is it possible that just maybe the world is not about to descend into a fiery hell after all? Perchance, I am worried about the sky falling.
Primal memory kill.
Whilst actually,
easy.
It is just a light spring shower.
Programming kill.
Therefore, I have decided that this week I am going to break character and format by producing some thunderbolts that look at the sunny side of things. For instance, the fact that we have a bombastic, sexist, racist, misogynistic, idiot child bully, not to mention someone who is literally a cartoon character. The fact that we have such a man as the President of the United States is so insane that I still can't even really wrap my head around it. And on the surface, that all might seem to be a minus. But let's look at the bright side of things. The rump seems like such a perfect and appropriate metaphor for the America that the machine has not only single-handedly created over the last 100 years, but has gone to such incredibly extraordinary lengths to mold and to shape into their own image. In light of all that, you could say that the rump is actually the absolutely perfect man to serve as the official face of America. And here is the trick to making lemonade out of this particular lemon. In order for this to work, all we need to do is to delude ourselves into believing that pure insanity is actually just normal reality. See, it's easy, kids. Just chill out. It's all good.
Ho, 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 and a couple of tra-la-las. That's how we laugh a day away in the middle of the land of Oz.
California State Assembly Speaker.
Are you ready?
Anthony Rendon, R-E-N-D-O-N, a Democrat,
out of control,
just turned himself a bunch of death threats, as well as a future cushy seven-figure job at some insurance company. By single-handedly killing a bill for single-payer health care in California. That, until he single-handedly killed it, had had momentum.
Time's up.
I would almost certainly have eventually passed.
Taken over.
Had not Mr. Rendon single-handedly killed it.
Revolution.
And in a shocking coincidence,
taken over,
that hardly anyone else is talking about,
taken over the asylum.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning, and freedom will be defended. I want to reassure the American people
that the full resources of the federal government go to help in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
When I looked up who was paying for Mr. Rendon's services,
guaranteed worthless money, government,
I discovered
everyone knows
that in the category of finance, insurance, and real estate, these industries had contributed over $204,000 to Mr. Rendon's campaign coffers.
The lunatics have taken over.
Here is what you must understand, though. It is not quid pro quo.
Taken over the asylum.
It is quo pro quid. You see, when the quo comes before the quid, then that makes everything all right. So don't worry about it. Just be happy.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum again.
The rump has been seriously slack in appointing ambassadors to foreign embassies. And one of many things that other countries are freaking out about right now is that no one appears to be at home in the United States when it comes to the normal channels of everyday diplomatic communications. And filling these ambassadorships does not seem to be a top priority for the rump, who appears to be marginalizing the State Department, in fact, as well as the Secretary of State, by putting his utterly inexperienced son-in-law, who seems nearly as clueless as his father-in-law, by putting Jared Kushner, of all people, in charge of several of the most important, the most potentially explosive, and the most controversial foreign policy portfolios. And here is another example of the normalized insanity in which we now reside, and with which we are now governed. When the Danes learned that the Russians had successfully deployed an ex-Miss Universe contestant into the rump's inner circle, officials in Denmark subsequently queried their own Miss Universe contestant to see if she might have some inside connections with the rump, since the Danish officials had been unable to figure out any other way to get in touch with anyone over there. So actually, this is yet another piece of good news for foreign diplomats are coming up with creative ways in order to obtain the ear of our president. Some wish they would just take the whole dude rather than just his ear, but whatever. So you see, it's all under control, kids. Just light up a bowl and watch some cat videos or something. It's all good. You know, during the 1988 presidential campaign, George H.W. Bush created something of a kerfuffle when he used the pop song "Don't Worry, Be Happy" as his campaign theme song. It turns out, though, that the composer of "Don't Worry, Be Happy" was a Dukakis supporter. So during that campaign, I was living just outside Colorado Springs, Colorado, a major national center for right-wing nutcases, both secular and religious. And I had a custom campaign button made just for that campaign, complete with Bush's yellow happy face. But I changed the slogan to this: "Don't worry, be stupid." And now, kids, it is time to turn up the hearing aids and glue in some dentures, because the toothless old grandpa is waiting in the wings to rock out Geriatric World. Hey, Grandpa. I hope you're ready for the big time, because it's looking like the Thunderbolt may soon be airing on KAOS, which, unlike all the other stations we play on, is a major full-power radio station that a lot of people actually listen to. Yeah? Well, that does not surprise me in the least, since I've always known that I am a man of destiny. So if they're putting your show on their station, then they must have figured out that I make occasional appearances on your show, correct? Because I figure they're using this as a backdoor method of getting me onto their air. Frankly, I'm not even sure they know of your existence, Grandpa. Really? Why the hell else would they put your stupid show on a major radio station? Well, I do have a few fans of my own who like my bits, Grandpa. This is a cooperative effort, after all. Son, if you have not yet figured out your position in the grand scheme of things, then I guess it's just up to others to school you at this point. Yeah. Right, Grandpa. I always stand utterly awed in the light of your wisdom. So, what are you going to thunderbolt for us this week? Why don't we get to this? Well, I tell you what, son. Since you seem to be such a big fan of irony, I's got one for you right here. The only leading politicians in the United States today who have ever directly spoken out against American imperialism and interventionist wars are both Republicans: Rand Paul and Donald Trump. One of those two, of course, just won the presidency. but unfortunately, he is not being allowed to actually do anything about American imperialism and interventionist wars. And the warmongers are using the Russians as the perfect foil with which to tie his hands in this area. One of those aforementioned ironies is that probably the only relief that I found in the Rump winning that election was that he seemed to want to make peace with the Russians rather than starting World War III with them. Like the Democrats were obviously so hot to trot to do. And like the Democrats are still so obviously hot to trot to do. The Rump was especially critical of the Syrian intervention during his campaign, but now he is bombing Syria. And this act was one of the only acts he's ever done that has received any praise whatsoever from the media machine, who waxed downright poetic over the Rump's willingness to bomb people. In addition, the Rump did not so much win the last election as the Democrats lost it. Since the Democrats could never in a million years admit that they lost an election to someone with the mentality and education of an adolescent schoolyard bully, then they could shift the blame for their own utter incompetence onto the Russians. And they can thwart the Rump's withdrawal from foreign interventions. And they can nix his friendly overtures toward the Russians by demonizing the Russians. People on the left should take note of this complete marginalization of the Rump on foreign policy, because they seem to think that if we can only elect a truly progressive president, then everything will be okay. Well, that might be partially true, especially if this progressive president had a major movement at his back. Then a progressive president could indeed make some significant changes in domestic and in economic policy. And that is not nothing. But when it comes to foreign policy, American imperialism is bipartisan and set in stone. The president is pretty much helpless to do too much of anything about it. So Bernie Sanders, the supposed progressive candidate, ran on a platform that did not condemn American imperialism for for Mr. Sanders is actually quite fond of military funding and foreign intervention. He simply ran on a policy stating that the fruits of America's imperialism should be shared more fairly amongst U.S. citizens. Bernie Sanders even had to be seriously schooled about Palestine before he finally took the right stand on that issue. The U.S. Senate recently voted 97-2 to sanction Russia and Iran. And Bernie Sanders was one of those 97 yes votes. And in the House, Maxine Waters, the only member of Congress to vote against the Afghan intervention, an act which earned for her the highest level of political cred, as far as I am personally concerned, Ms. Waters has emerged as one of the most prolific of all of the Russian bashers. We need to get real about things that are actually real, kids. Grandpa, you never amaze to cease me.
That was nice, huh?
This.
Yeah. Well, son, I serve to live. And we's gonna take a quick station break. The Thunderbolt will be back in just a minute.